What's the male called?
I don't know. Is it a... That's funny about horses, huh? What is it, a stallion and a...
Okay, is that which?
I think that's a male.
Okay, okay. You might say everybody around here likes to what horses?
Ride horses.
Okay. And last year he what his horse every morning?
He rode his horse every morning.
Okay. And he had what it every day?
He had.
Had it every day.
Ridden.
Okay. If you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell, what, the horse?
Off the horse.
Okay. And if a little child went to sleep in bed and he found himself on the floor in the morning, he might say, gee, I must have...
fallen out of bed in my sleep.
Okay. And the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road, you'd call...
horse shoes.
Okay. And what's the name of the game that you play with those things?
Kind of hoop. I don't know. They used to say horseshoe.
Okay. How do you play it?
Well, you have a stick or stave or something in the ground, you know. And you can ring that so many rings, you know. The idea is to ring whatever number you have, 3 or 2 or... see how many times you can ring it, you know, 2 people compete usually, and see who can ring it from a certain distance, and see who can really get that right around, you know, get it right around that ring.
Okay, okay. Let's see. And the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called the...
the hoof.
Okay, and if you had 2 of them, there'd be 2...
hoof.
What?
Hoof.
Okay. Okay, a male sheep is called a...
goat.
Okay, and a female...
is that right? What did you say, a male sheep is
male
called?
Male sheep? We call a...
I guess it is a goat, huh?
Okay, well, it's like female sheep.
I think I need to ask you that. No, no, that's wrong. One of them is a goat.
Or is that something different?
I don't know. If one's younger, or one, you know, like a kid would be a young one.
Yeah.
And a goat would be an old one, but I don't know how to distinguish the male and the female.
Okay. Okay. What are they raise sheep for anyway?
Oh, wool and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, what do you call a male hog?
I don't know.
Okay. If you had a pig, you know, a little one that you didn't want to grow up to be used for breeding, you'd have to have what done to him?
Mm-hmm.
If
I've heard it, I don't know.
Would you ever say castrate or alter or change or work on or mark or...
castrate, probably.
Okay. What would you call a male hog that that's been done to?
A castrated hog.
Okay. Sound up to the point. What do you call those stiff hairs that hogs have on their back?
Oh, I haven't said that in so long. I can't even remember.
Sometimes they get them in a brush and it'll say...
bristles.
What?
Like bristles.
Yeah, okay. What do you call those big teeth that a hog has? Elephants have them too.
Snort. Teeth.
Uh-huh. And curl out like this. Well, if you're gonna feed your hogs, what would you call a thing that you put the food in? Long metal thing, you say.
Like a trough.
Yeah, and 2 of them would be 2
trough.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Mm-mm, but a wild hog.
Okay. I have a bunch here that you're going to love. we call the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. What about the noise made by a cow at feeding time? There's a word for that.
We do. At feeding time, all I know about a cow is